That last week, of course, super practical, how we're to respond to our government, those over us. And then tonight, how that love, guess what? It's action. And we find that expressed clearly in this passage. Verse 8 is where we finished last week of Romans 13. Owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. For this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. That's our title. Love is the fulfilling of the law. Lord, use your word in our hearts tonight. Teach us and to speak to each of us personally, Lord, about this matter of loving one another scripturally as Jesus would. And I pray, Lord, that you'd be glorified and guide us. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Owe no man anything. A lot of people have tried to use that verse to say that you shouldn't have a mortgage, but that's not what it's talking about, is it? It's saying that if you have opportunity to love others, that you should fulfill it. Proverbs 3:27, withhold not good from them to whom it is due when it is the power of thine hand to do it. And then we, most of us, familiar with 1 John chapter 3, whoso hath this world's good, verse 17, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him. Remember, this whole passage is about love, loving one another. And God says, owe no man anything. You shouldn't withhold an opportunity to be a blessing to your brothers and sisters in Christ. And that's not only talking about the spiritual, but the physical too. But to love one another, he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. Remember, Jesus told us in John 13 that by this, he said in verse 35, shall all men know that you're my disciples if ye have love one for another. It is the fulfilling of the law. Galatians 5:14, if you want to turn there, says it again. Galatians chapter 5:14. It says, all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. So this is another passage quoting this Old Testament command to love our neighbor as ourself. And that is from Deuteronomy and Leviticus, of all places. And a lot of people, when they hear the word law, they think it only refers to the Ten Commandments. But that is not the case. The law is all of the law. All of the law given by Moses. So look at Deuteronomy 6, just so you can see the Old Testament version of this command. Especially some of the cults try to say that there's two types of law. There's ceremonial law and then there's moral law. The problem with their argument is that in many chapters, you have what they would call ceremonial and moral completely mixed together, one verse after another. So who gets to decide which is which? Well, nobody, because it's all the law. Notice Deuteronomy 6:5. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. I don't know why we went there. Oh, because that's verse. Oh, never mind. Go to Leviticus 19:18. We'll get there to Deuteronomy 6. So this command to love our neighbors ourselves is only found in Leviticus of all places. It's not part of the Exodus 10 commandments in Exodus 20. Leviticus 19:18, thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord. So this is the verse that has been quoted here in Romans 13 and Galatians chapter 5. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. So back to our passage. Paul then gives us Commandments 6 through 10 of the Ten Commandments. There are, of course, the Ten Commandments in Exodus chapter 20. They're referred to as the Ten Commandments in Exodus 34. The first four are unto God, and then the last six are unto man, how we should interact with each other. And all ten of them are repeated in the New Testament, as we found when we did our study on the commandments, except for the fourth. That's the only one not repeated in the New Testament. Anybody know which one that is? Thank you. The Sabbath is not repeated in the New Testament. So the first commandment, just quickly in Matthew 4:10, if you want to turn there, we'll just quickly, super quickly review these. It says, then Jesus said unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. So here Jesus is reiterating the first commandment, which is probably the most important of the Ten Commandments, isn't it? That we're only to love, only to worship God and no other God, because there is only one God. And then the second commandment is in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, if you want to turn there. And that has to do with, anybody know? Maybe this will help. In a Catholic catechism, they skip this one and take the 10th one and turn it into 2 so that there's still 10. Idols, exactly. No graven image. Notice 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 7. Neither be ye idolaters, as were some of them, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Down in verse 14, same chapter. Wherefore, my dearly beloved, flee from idolatry. And then 1 John 5:21. Keep yourselves from idols. So we're not to have any graven image. It's the second commandment. The third commandment, Matthew 5:33, if you want to turn there. Matthew 5:33. What does it say? You have heard by the said of old time, thou shalt not forswear thyself, but thou shalt perform unto the Lord thine oaths. Never take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, is our third commandment. The fourth commandment, of course, is the Sabbath. You can't find it in the New Testament. And the reason for that is because it is Jewish. It is a sign between God and Israel. And then the fifth through the ninth, Jesus repeated multiple times in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. But here, Paul is quoting the sixth through the tenth. And that is adultery, don't kill, don't steal, don't bear false witness, and don't covet. The point is, as soon as these are repeated in the New Testament, they become ours. So yes, the law was nailed to the cross, no question about it, right? Colossians chapter, let's look at it, Colossians chapter 2, verses 13 and 14. Now just verse 14 of Colossians 2. No wonder that's Galatians. Colossians 2:14. It says, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. Notice it doesn't say them, it says it. The law as a whole was nailed to the cross. But these are nine of them. God considers them, if you will, eternal commandments. And so that's why he repeats them for us in the New Testament, making them the commandments of Jesus. And Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. But Paul here in this passage is saying, actually, if you will love one another scripturally, then you will fulfill the commandments. If we commit adultery, that's hate. We talked about this at family camp 2 years ago. If we commit murder, that's hate. If we steal, that's hate. If we bear false witness, that's hate. You can see, that's why Paul is saying, if you love one another as we're commanded to, love our neighbors ourselves, then the rest of the commandments fall into place because you'll always treat one another properly and with kindness and love, and therefore none of these other things would ever happen if you were loving others as yourself. And that's what he says again in verse 9. If there be any other commandment as briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And of course, Jesus told us the two greatest commandments in the Bible. We just looked into Deuteronomy 6 at the first one, which is to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength. Mark 10:14 would be a good reference if you're taking notes for the New Testament equivalent of that commandment. It says, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy soul, and with all thy strength. So that is the first of the two greatest commandments according to Jesus. And the second one is this, Leviticus 19:18, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. So he's saying, love one another. Let me give you some practical things. Owe no man anything. Don't withhold anything. If you have opportunity to be a blessing, do it. Owe no man anything. Love your neighbors yourself. In other words, put others first. And then, verse 10, love worketh no ill. These are practical ways to love one another, aren't they? Owe no man anything. Love your neighbors yourself. And work no ill to your neighbor. No ill, either in action or in tongue. No ill, which is, again, as we saw at family camp 2 years ago, what's the opposite of love? It's hate. Working ill to your neighbor isn't love. It is an act of the opposite of love. And that, of course, 1 Corinthians 13, if you want to turn there, tells us that showing biblical charity to one another is super practical. That it's not this floaty thing out there that we can't grab and understand. It is practical because it is what we do for one another and to one another. That is how we love one another. And that is the fulfilling of the law, he says. Notice chapter 13 of 1 Corinthians verse 4. Charity suffereth long. That's practical, isn't it? To be long-suffering. It's kind. That's practical. It doesn't envy. It doesn't vaunt itself or puff itself up. In other words, doesn't brag. Doesn't puff itself up. And then verse 5, never behaves unseemly. Never seeks her own. In other words, seeks others first. Isn't easily provoked. So there's no temper there. Thinketh no evil. Toward others, of course. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. So doesn't enjoy talking about or thinking about sin. And then verse 7, beareth all things. That's pretty practical. Believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. The opposite of that would be fulfilling this, wouldn't it? Biblical charity, verses 4 to 7 of 1 Corinthians 13. And Paul says that is the fulfillment of the law. The 5th through the 10th commandments are all taken care of if we'll love our neighbors ourselves. Because that's as practical as it gets. Don't owe any man anything. Love others more than you love yourself. Because Jesus came along and said, I'm going to give you a new commandment. I don't want you to love others as I've loved you. And then doesn't do anything of ill, either through action or word, to the neighbors. And of course, Jesus already answered the question, who is my neighbor, didn't he? His answer to that question, because somebody was trying to be a bit of a smart aleck, and said, who's my neighbor? And that's when Jesus told us the parable of the Good Samaritan. Your neighbor is anyone that you come across who has a need that you have the means to meet. That's your neighbor. And love worketh no ill to his neighbor. So love is the fulfilling of the law. That's very practical. And thank the Lord, no ambiguity there. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your precious word and this reminder of this beautiful truth that if we will but love our neighbor as ourself, and that our neighbor is anyone that has a need, Lord, that we will be completely fulfilling your law in regards to each other. May we live this out in our Christian walk all the time. And thank you for speaking to us about it tonight. We love you in Jesus' name.